Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
I wanted to take a moment to mention about the first 10 episodes of this podcast, our repurposed Instagram lives. So I included them because I felt like it was super important for this podcast to start with my story. And so if you noticed that the episode numbers didn't match what I was saying in those episodes, bless your heart, because they didn't. But that would be why. But I felt like it was super important. So I included those Instagram lives for that reason, because I really want to share those pieces of my story to start and then kind of dive into the rest. So episode 11 is the true first dedicated episode to this podcast. So that is why they may seem a little bit different than all the ones going forward. So I just wanted to take a moment to explain that because it might be driving some people crazy if they noticed. So I'm starting this episode with my recent birthday. My birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and I find that I get very reflective, and I think most of us do when our birthdays roll around. It's really a time where we may, compare to, our previous birthday, what was happening, what we may have accomplished, or, where we just are in life. And so, yeah, I've been reflecting quite a bit. I would say I do this often, but more so than usual because of my birthday. And I always kind of go back to this one time where, okay, I'm gonna stop here for a second because I have been turning 29 for several years now. I've been turning 29 so many times that I now have to really think about how old I am. So I say this because the funny moment that I usually always kind of circle back to when I reflect every birthday since was my 26th birthday. And why that is it's funny because that particular birthday, and this hasn't happened since, but this particular birthday, when I turned 26, I was out of sorts, meaning like I was upset. I was upset because I was closer to 30. You know, at least when I was 25, I was halfway to 30. But when I turned 26, I was a mess. I was like, didn't want to celebrate. I had a hard time, getting excited about turning 26. And yes, I was closer to 30, but really what it stemmed from was this feeling that it was like apprehension, it was fear, it was all the things that I hadn't completed at that point in my life. Granted, I'm 26. I mean, I'm still a baby in the scheme of things. But at 26, I felt like I wasn't successful. I hadn't done the things that I thought I would have done by the time I was 26. So there were a plethora of things that I thought I would have done or been on the path to achieving by the time I was 30, even though I was only 26. And a lot of those things also stemmed from the reason I thought I'd be in a different place than I was I kind of compared myself to like the trajectory of like my parents, for instance. Like they met and got married, and my mom had me. I'm the oldest of three, in her 20s, right? So I'm already 26, and I didn't meet who I thought my forever partner was in college, like, they did. And so I had a lot of feelings about, oh my gosh, like I'm running out of time. Not where I want to be, blah, 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 blah. So I'll take you back to when I was 26 because I wasn't married, obviously. And, I didn't have any kids. And I didn't own a home. In fact, when I was 26, like not achieving those things at the point I was 26, I felt kind of almost quote unquote justified for being as upset as I was. I was almost 30, and hadn't achieved those things. And I'm kind of talking in circles because like when I was 26, I was in this space where I ran away. So when I graduated from grad school, I moved out of state. I moved out of state for many reasons. It was a time of where I kind of isolated myself. So I moved where I didn't know anyone, in a different state, in a process of really rebuilding myself and finding myself, as a, I was in a, at that point, the longest relationship I had ever been in, and that had gone sour. And I just knew that I was going to continue this cycle that I didn't want to be in had I stayed in state. So I moved and I didn't know anyone and I worked and, wasn't where I wanted to be, but knew I kind of had to go through the motions to get to a better place. And so I was out there for a couple of years, which would have been around the time I was 26. And making it work. I made new friends. I really needed to change my perspective on things because eventually I did make friends. I gained so many skills, actually with on the job training that, you can only get so much from the books in school. So I learned so much. I was living on my own. I really rediscovered myself. So then I eventually moved back to Minnesota, which is where I'm from. And so when I moved back, when I felt like I was ready, I moved back and I decided that I was going to create new goals for myself, right? What at this point, what did success look like to me? Because I'm already past where I'm, beyond 26 now, and now I'm looking to 30. So what do I want to do and accomplish by the time I'm 30? What did success look like? So I created some new goals, and my goals really big, we're going to look at high level view goals because I've had plenty of other ones, but we're not going to get into the weeds about it. Is I was going to buy a house. I was going to advance in my career because I wasn't happy where I was. And I was going to go on a cruise. And I say that because I was like, that's just something fun. Like, I want to do that by the time I'm 30. So, those were my new goals. That to me was like, that's what successful people do, go on cruises. And what did success look like me? It was advancing in the career that I was in. And of course, buying a home, because that's what a true adult does, right? After this point, I had moved pretty much every time my lease was up. I moved to a different place because I didn't want to pay the, increased rent. And by the time I waited. So I focused on my career first. That was probably the closest, most tangible thing I could do. Or really the path of least resistance. So I started there because that then in turn created the funds for me to purchase a home. So I eventually became a rehab director, and then I did that for many years and still moved. I didn't buy a house right away, and I waited until probably the last possible moment that I could, where I was in the last place that I rented and the lease was almost out, and the rent was going to go up. And I was like, I don't want to pay any more than what I'm paying now. I think this is ridiculous. And I can get a mortgage for like a fraction of what I'm paying for this, I was renting a townhouse at the time. So I did it though. I was decisive. I came up with a plan and I had 3 months left and before my lease was up, and to not only search, but look at all these places, find a place, and then close on a house before the end of my lease. That sounds nuts, right? But I did. I actually did it. I started in January of that year and found a realtor, told the realtor what I wanted, where I wanted it, and I was like, and I need this. I need to close before the end of March. Can we make this happen? And again, not sure the chips fell where they did, but I did it. I executed and I got it done. And I closed on my house that I'm still in, March 31st of that year. So I knocked two things off of the three goals that I had, which was to buy a house, advance my career, and go on a cruise. I didn't end up going on the cruise. I had many excuses for why I didn't go on the cruise. I had heard some kind of like horror stories of people who got on cruises and got sick and like there was virus. And then so I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to. But I did travel quite a bit with friends and to visit friends from like college and things like that. So I did do that. But did I go on the cruise? I did it. And then after a while, that was not really a desire of mine anymore. So to me, it was a moot point, but I did not get to that goal. So I was like, check, check. I'm doing pretty good. So I had the house when I was 30. So new goals. Because I was like, okay, I'm, on the verge of, again, quote unquote, success. What does success look like to me? So I was like, well, now that I have the house and I have this career, I'm going to set some new goals. I still wasn't married, but I really wanted kids. So these were the new goals I created for myself. Again, high level, was find a partner, have two kids, get married. Those were my new goals once I hit 30. And this took some time because, again, I was in a really demanding role as a rehab director. So I really didn't have a social life. So it was really hard for me to get out and meet people. And so eventually I did find a partner. I eventually did have two children by the time I was the 36. But I never got married. So again, two for three, two out of three. Like, that's not bad. But those again were like in different phases of my life, what success looked like to me. So on this journey, now, I'm beyond 36, even though I've said, I've turned 29 many, many times, I'm on the verge of 40. And the meaning of success has changed for me so much because I always in the past looked at it very black and white, where it was either monetarily, so how much money am I making, what am I doing professionally, and then in the family aspect, like what's the conventional model, right? You meet someone, you get married, you have kids. I did not do any of that in that order. But, I achieved most of the things that I wanted to do, but the idea of success continued to change as I've gotten older. And now my idea of success is definitely not black and white. I mean, there's a lot of gray, but it's expanded a lot. And now, to me, what success looks like has nothing to I mean, it does have to do with, obviously, like there's financial pieces to it, but really what it comes down to is I still didn't feel like I didn't feel like I have fulfilled like my purpose. what I was doing in my career is rewarding to a certain extent. I've pivoted and transitioned many times, still trying to find something that fits the mold of what, like I'll know deep down like what that is, but never really found it professionally in the avenues that I've been in. But what I realize now is success to me is fulfilling my purpose. And then really now going down and going deep and figuring out internally, what does that mean to me? What makes me happy? What is it that I want to do? Because that is what success means to me. That's what it looks like. And that may not be what I went to school for. It may not be the traditional model, as far as, you go to school or you get these certifications and you do the things, even though I've done all those things, but it's not necessarily my purpose. It's given me a lot of the skills in order to fulfill my purpose, but it's not so black and white. And so now my meaning of success is really, truly, deeply loving and accepting myself all the way around, having a success, like a happy, successful life in all areas of my life. So again, it's very colorful. I know I said gray earlier, but when you compare like the contrast between just so black and white from when I was younger in my 20s and again still in my 30s, but now as I approach 40, it is nothing. It's anything but black and white. This is all areas of my life fulfilling my purpose and showing up as my authentic self all the time, not censoring myself, not dimming my light, not doing things to appease other people because they feel uncomfortable. Like it doesn't, the outside doesn't matter. What's inside matters, how I feel and how I want to be perceived. The only thing that matters is what matters to me. And that is what success means to me. And so what I find the funny part is, like, again, going back to when I was 26, I was upset to turn 26. I have not felt that way since. And I do not have any feelings really about eventually, turning 40. A year ago, I was like, yeah, it's coming, it's coming. But, age is really nothing but a number. It really, what matters is that my life is full. It doesn't matter how old I am. And I think we don't necessarily get to this place of opening up, expanding, and really finding ourselves until later in life. And I think this is all for many good reasons, right? Is it takes a lot of life experiences and lessons essentially to really open our eyes, and that's where we gain wisdom and clarity through the experiences that we have. And I'm okay with turning 40. I'm not 40 yet. For just to clarify, not yet. I will be. But I have no negative feelings about turning 40. I have a home. I have two beautiful children. I am not married, and that's okay. I am coming into my own both personally and professionally, and really finding my place in the world, but it's finding it from within. It's really the biggest lesson I've learned so far is that everything is inside. The outside world, this exterior has nothing to do with your growth and where you're going. Everything starts with you. So I think back to nearly 15 years ago, and I'm not the same person I was in my 20s. And I'm not the same person that I was in my 30s, and I'm not even the same person I was 6 months ago. I have been through so many learnings, like really just a lot of growth and expansion, and even just the past 6 months. And it seems like it's been 6 years, but it's only been 6 months. And so I've decided, now that I've reflected on this most recent birthday, these are now my new goals, because this is what success means and looks like to me. My new goals are to live authentically, fulfill my purpose, and be the best version of myself. So if this resonated with you at all, I would love to hear your thoughts on what success means to you. You can drop a comment below or find me on Instagram and shoot me a DM there. I would love to hear it, because there is no wrong answer on what success means, as long as long as the definition holds true for you, that's all that matters.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.